This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067, the fan. We got some news here. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Here's the stats. Noah Brown likely out for the season, certainly out for this week, and I'm going to say, I think when DQ says likely out for the season, he's probably out for the season. Mm-hmm. What you lose here is in 11 games, 56 targets, 35 catches, 453 yards, one touchdown, 21 first downs. He is the third leading receiver on this team behind Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz. He's played 56% of the offensive snaps for Washington. He doesn't give you special teams, so you don't have to worry about that. Unfortunately for Brown, who's a big, strong receiver, this has been the problem in his career. Is he's missed time over and over with injuries, and it's a real bummer. Obviously, he caught the Hail Mary, which is going to kind of stand by in Commander's lore for some time.
Yes, it will.
I'm taking your calls. How are they going to replace the production? 800-636-1067, the fan. That's not it. 800-636-1067. The fan is the station. Sorry, B. I'm getting into football mode here. Currently, on the roster, I am sure people will call in with ideas of people that aren't on the roster. What I'm going to tell you is the people that are on the roster now.
You're probably going to have to go with them. They're going to be best for the know the plays and go right into it.
Right. Right now, you've only got four receivers. You got De'Ami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Terry McLaurin, Olamide Zaccheaus. Then on your practice squad, guys you have access to right away, you've got Bryson Tremaine, who has been up. They've elevated him. And I believe, didn't they sign the guy Strachan to the practice squad again?
Don't remember.
The big, yeah, there he is. They haven't listed as a running back, which is odd. He's a receiver. Strachan is also there. So those are your in-house options. You also have Jamison Crowder on IR that they've opened his window to bring him back. DQ didn't sound committed to coming back this week, but he did sound like it's tracking the right way. I wouldn't be shocked if Crowder's back sooner than later.
Yep.
I think he helps you right away. The receivers not named Terry McLaurin on this roster. Now, Zaccheaus has 264 yards. De'Ami Brown has 206 yards. You want to guess what Luke has? Because honestly, this total's a little higher than I would have guessed.
Luke has about 75, 80.
That's kind of what I would have guessed. McCaffrey on the season has 16 catches for 155 yards.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, me either. That's your other receivers. Now, there's other options, right? You can.
They had a few of them earlier.
Yeah.
But as the season's gone on, those have subsided.
Yeah. Obviously, you'd love to get more out of a third-round pick, right? They don't only have to lean on receivers to step up here, but not having Eckler and now not having Brown, that's kind of a 1-2 punch for offensive weapons to be down.
Does B-Rob getting involved with the passing game open up a lot?
That's a real.
Because I don't think anybody in this league is expecting it.
I think De'Ami Brown is a guy you really hope. They have clearly found, and De'Ami's been good at this, they have clearly found a way for De'Ami to be used on a lot of those bubbles and tunnel screens. They like his ability in traffic.
Run out of the catch.
Yeah. Maybe you got to get more from De'Ami. I think you're going to see a lot more multiple tight end sets. And I understand from a football perspective what John Bates does for you, and it's very, very useful. You have a really sure-handed, tough-ass SOB that will block, take on anybody, give you everything he's got. But I think for this to fully function, and you're already down Eckler, now you're down Brown, I think Sennett or McCaffrey, you need to see a pop here down the stretch.
Yeah. You need to, but if you don't, somebody else has to step up. You know, sure. I just think that it's always opportunity. We are just like life. We come up with what we think is going to happen, and then always something else happens. And I mean, it's football. We think of a guy is going to be something sure. else, and something else happens. Guys that have been around that has it, they need to start showing it. This is about the time of the year where you got to show me what you're about. I don't care if they've been here for a year or they've been around the league 5 to 10 years. You are on this roster. You need to start making plays because now they need you to make plays.
Elijah's in D.C. Eli, what do you think about this Noah Brown thing? How do they keep it moving?
Unfortunate, man. You saw what he did for the team. You see how gritty he is. And anybody who that's laying out for the ball is obviously a commander for a reason. I'm banking on Jamison Crowder having fresh legs, them utilizing him. I know that his window for practice is coming up. How ready, to be able to get him returned is, I don't know that, but I think bringing him in has some real strength for the team, and I think Luke McCaffrey, just mixing in different guys, they may be able to put a package together for somebody, but it has to make sense. You see the brand of football that they are building, and that is more important than any free agent. It's about the squad. So obviously they're going to lean on the squad and what they have first, and then they're going to get a guy like Noah Brown, or we've seen Adam Peters hit pretty much on everybody. Everybody he's gotten has pretty much been doing a great job. So I think we're in good shape. We just need to sit back and see how he gets on the phone and how he uses his staff and who the guys that he has in-house to make do for the future. We have to think about this entire thing.
Right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call, bud.
Appreciate your call, bro.
Let's go to Pete in D.C. Pete, how do they figure it out without Noah Brown?
JP, Brian, how are you?
We're good, man.
So I'm thinking more Sennett. I'm with you, JP. And you know what? Not even just putting him in tight end or in the slot, but he's an H-back, too. So you can put him in the backfield, help offset some of that Eckler loss, give him some wheel routes, or he can just plow the way for B-Rob. But, McCaffrey, obviously, I think Diame, the book is in on him. But it's got to be Sennett. He was a third-round pick, and let's give him a chance to earn that spot.
All right. He wants more from Sennett. I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. I think he'll get I don't think that's the wrong idea necessarily. If you just got in the car, Commanders wide receiver Noah Brown likely out for the season with an internal injury. Obviously, we hope he's okay. That is a blow to this Washington offense. Brown was the third leading receiver for Washington with a rookie quarterback. And obviously, he brought in that Hail Mary that everybody's going to remember for a long time. B, if you talk about no Eckler and no Brown, mm-hmm. From scrimmage, this team has now lost 1,100 yards. You know what I mean? And that's Eckler's the bigger blow, and they've been largely able to make that up, it has seemed. Like, they ran the hell out of the football against Tennessee.
Totally.
I think they'll have a good running day against New Orleans. I don't think this is a real blow in the – they should beat New Orleans, right? When you play Philly and potentially a playoff game, B, that's where you're going to wonder where the weapons are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. But then I think by that time, then maybe one of these guys that we're hoping are already stepping up. Right now, all they got to worry about is New Orleans. This weekend is about New Orleans and making sure you get somebody to step in there and handle their business. We can't get too far ahead of it. We can't worry as much because those 1,100 yards that we're missing were 1,100 yards in 13 games. They got 4 games left. What if somebody come out there, they can get 400 in those 4 games. You can make up some things, but you got veteran guys.
Yeah.
So whoever the veteran guys are, I think I lean towards them more than I do the guys that are young rookies.
Ryan is
trying to learn this thing themselves.
Sure. Ryan is in Connecticut. Ryan, what's the answer with Noah Brown out?
You know, I don't know if there really is an answer. I think the hardest thing about losing him is, besides his production, he's probably the biggest receiver we have in size. I mean, every week I kind of see stats about how Luke McCaffrey has all this separation rate, and he's like in the top tier of separation rates, but he's never on the field to really kind of show us. I'm not the type of guy that's like, let's pick up this guy, let's pick up that guy, but I do know, like, K.J. Osborne was just kind of waived, and he's sitting out there wanting to go to a team that may contend. But I don't know if there's really necessarily an answer to it. We're hoping Brown can step up from, like, minicamp. Everyone told us he was going to be, you know, wide receiver two, but I don't know if you can replace him. It's just kind of pound the rock, trust J.D., and move forward.
There you have it.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, bud. A lot of this, it's a next man up league. This is unfortunate, but this kind of stuff happens,
yeah,
man. Landfill, who do you think steps up with Noah Brown out?
I mean, it's got to be Diami, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, you know what? For Diami, it would be a perfect time to step up because he's going into a contract here. It's a lot of money floating around the NFL. Here's a chance to go get a bunch of it. I lean Senate on this. Let's see what Blake in Wilmington thinks. Blake, what up? Who's going to pick up the slack?
Well, I agree with B. Mitch. I think you got to go with Ertz, and you got to go with Senate. I think Ertz down the stretch has got to prove his leadership, and I think, you know, to this point, he's been all right. But now it's time for him to step up. He's got to be the big body to replace Noah Brown. I'm looking Zach Ertz straight in the eyes. And I need him.
Mm. Leaning on the veteran. That's kind of what you're saying, B.
Yep.
Count on your veterans.
I mean, like when you see somebody missing, you think, well, you got to have somebody else step in. Hey, we got Terry started early last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Get him started early this
sure
week.
Sure helps.
And maybe you can, instead of having four receptions for 100-plus, he can probably have 8 or 9 for 150-plus.
Right.
You know, you can make it up like that as well.
Yeah. Let's go to Danny in California.
B-Rob can have 25 carries. You can make that up. You know, another thing up that way.
You can just keep pounding the rock.
Yes.
You're right about that. Daniel's in California. Daniel, how do they figure out the Noah Brown-less offense?
I would like to see Luke McCaffrey be used in a sense like they used to use Cole Beasley. That's what I really would like to see happen.
Honestly, I think there's a better chance Crowder is able to help you quicker in the slot than maybe Luke is. We also all got
to
remember,
let me say this.
McCaffrey's been playing receiver for like a year and a half.
I love Luke, and I think Luke's going to be a very good one as the years go on. But sometimes we got to pump the brakes. The kid hadn't been playing a receiver long enough to just step up there and be as good as we think he's going to be. He has to learn how to play receiver at this level. That's not that damn easy. So when Luke is ready to take the step, if he was already ready, I'm sure the coaches would have had him on the field by now.
VT is in Culpeper. VT, how do they fix this? Noah Brown is out.
Wow. I was saying McCaffrey too, man. I played Madden, right? Madden, when the new roster came in, they put McCaffrey in there. That's what Madden's putting in there. So, but they got to find somebody else out there on the outside. They find somebody. They need to find somebody big and go ahead and get him signed like that quarterback they got, you know?
Thanks for the call, man. B, in Madden, they put Luke in. Your take on that?
I will not make a take.
I know Jeff's busy answering those phones.
I understand. People have their opinions, and I try to keep mine straight along football. I don't give a damn what nobody doing, man.
I would like to hear from Jeff. I think we got our guy Drew Cohen. This will be the last caller because coming up next, we are going to play the we got voicemails, apparently. There's a new app. There's a new feature on the Odyssey app. You can leave voicemails for me and B. And who knows what you're going to say, but we get to hear them. So we're going to hear some of these next. I think this could be wild. I think it could be quite interesting. I think it could be groundbreaking for the B. Mitchell Finley program. But I want to hear from Jeff, and I want to hear from Drew on line 4. Drew, how do they fix it?
Well, you know, obviously it's a hit for us to lose Noah, but I do think that the timing could be right just because we're going to New Orleans and getting to see. I'd like to see more of McCaffrey and Senate. You know, Taylor Swift call again. I'm up for that. And also Diami. Let's get those three guys to see what they have so that they get into play before we go to Philly. And I'm hoping one of those guys step up. Maybe, all three of them would be. So we got to go with the guys we have. There's not really a lot of choice. But maybe getting more playing time in a meaningful game sooner helps us as we set the stage for our late run. So that's kind of where my head's at.
Always the positive,
you, brother.
I appreciate that, Drew. Jeffrey, real quick, what's your fix? Noah Brown is out.
Diami Brown, Jameson Crowder, Ben Sennett, Luke McCaffrey. Somebody have to step up. And I'm putting it on all four of them. All four of them. Zach, when you catch that ball, it ain't no going down. Because now that we could call them like that security blanket for first day. No, we need you to fight for every yard. Luke, come alive. Diami, you've been getting it off on your screens. Now it's time to route somebody up. Go make a play down the field because we down a man. So I need everyone to step up.
Hey, Jeff, speaking of stepping up, I got a question for you.
What's up?
You got a song this week?
Yes, I do.
Hell yeah.
So I'm talking about
I'm
Jeff.
I'm excited for Jeff's song.
Go, Jeffrey.
I am shocked we didn't just get 1,000 calls about guys they need to go sign. Bring Terrell Owens out of retirement.
No.
Like that kind of stuff.
I think we've gotten smarter these years.
I think fans believe in this damn organization, B.
It's getting there.
I mean, I think they believe in Adam Peters, what he's put together. It's
the first comment was that Adam has hit on everything, right?
Let's hope he keeps hitting. When we come back, it's your turn to talk to us via voicemail.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. If you're in need of a midweek boost, FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, has you covered with the Hump Day Parlays reward stack. Now every Wednesday, you can get a parlay profit boost on everything from spreads to over and unders and even player props. So don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays reward stack. Who knows? It might just become your favorite day. Look for the Hump Day Parlays reward stack in FanDuel's app to find your profit boost. New to FanDuel? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers on sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About a half hour, you get to hear from Grant and Danny. I mean, I've heard the promo a few times now. I know those guys are fired up for the Nats getting that first overall pick in the lottery. Also, this weekend, you can watch the Commanders with JP from the Sports Junks and the Burgundy and Gold Game Day crew this Sunday at Center Pocket in Bowie. Burgundy and Gold pregame game day live at 11 a.m. That's Center Pocket in Bowie. All right, Landini, I'm going to turn this operation over to you, pal. This is we got the new voicemails. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can do so on the app. What do you got?
Yeah, this is correct. You can send us a voice message on the Odyssey app. And, I recorded the ones that people had sent to us. And I'm just going to play a couple for you. And then you can respond accordingly.
Hi, this is Greg from Virginia. I was wondering if you guys could help me with my third grader's spelling words this week. They are very difficult, and I am having trouble. Please help.
But does he ask?
I'm leaving that for JP, and we're going to have Greg help him out, too.
I told
does
Greg
to have Greg help the kid. The kid going to fail.
Yeah, listen, you don't want me helping you with math. You don't need Greg helping you with spelling.
Yeah, that kid will fail if it's Greg helping.
Does he give us the words to spell, Lanville?
He doesn't. He did. I told him. I said, we all suck at spelling because we've grown up in the era of spell check. But he insists that we're better than he is. So that's message number
one. Or he could just Google the damn word and then ask the kid to spell it. And then tell them the right damn way.
You'd think.
Boom. B-Mitch gave the answers.
I'm here to educate you. Don't call me to make me look like a damn fool. Look at the damn Google while your kid spelling the word. And if he's right, he's right. If he's wrong, then you correct him.
Welcome to the show, Greg. Water ain't always warm. What's next, Lamb?
Might have been the damn Greg I'm talking about. It can't spell.
I don't
know. JP, this is too thick. I would suggest that you use that little phone call calendar. When you start making reservations, make sure you check it and set an alarm. Put at least 30 minutes on that thing.
He's trying to help you out with
Shout out to Capital Grill and Chevy Chase. Shout out to Bazad and Abdul. And clearly, I'm an idiot about the reservation.
Can we replay that from the beginning?
Yeah, that was weird.
JP, this is Pick. I would suggest that you use that little phone call calendar. And when you start making reservations, make sure you check it and set an alarm. Put at least 30 minutes on that thing.
Too big, that won't help him.
I like the way he said on that thing. He sounded like the Hawk Tua girl.
You said that little thing on that calendar. On that calendar. On your phone. He might have was about to say another word, but, you know.
I have a calendar on my phone.
Do you ever use it?
Bang. Look.
Do you use it?
Last night, I had the dinner on my calendar.
At 7:30?
No, you know what I do, Brian.
Did you have it? Oh, you put it on after the thing.
No, it was there.
At 6 o'clock?
I put everything as all day so that it's there when I click on it.
Stupid.
I'm just telling you, that's what I do.
But I'm saying that makes no damn sense. If you got to be somewhere at 6, why are you going to put it all day? So every time you look at it, it just showed it all day. It doesn't tell you what time you got to be there.
Yeah, that's not inaccurate. Trying to think the next thing I have. Like Friday, B. Mitch, I have Army-Navy game for radio.
All day.
All day, baby.
No.
I know what time I need to be there.
You need to be there before 10. You need to be there before 9:30. Because, because you're going to a different spot now, and you don't know where the hell you got at the park at, so you need to add a little bit more time to that, son.
Lanville, you think I will get to the Army-Navy radio row before 9:30?
Absolutely not.
I think if he plans for 9:30, Lanville, he gets there with enough time. If he plans for like he normally does to get to the studio, he will come. He will be coming in there after 10.
Where is it? Where are we going Friday?
Is that the Women's Memorial over at the National Cemetery?
Arlington, yeah.
Yeah, Arlington.
Can I ask a question? Is that indoors? Lanville, do you know if we're outdoors?
We're going to be indoors, fool.
Have you been over there? There's not a lot of indoors over there.
It's not going to be outdoors.
Lanville?
If it's outdoors, I won't be on radio that day.
I would like an answer on that, if we're going to be indoors.
It's inside, man.
Okay. Do we have any more voicemails, Lanville?
Let me help you out.
The voicemails are sponsoring very interesting conversation.
JP and B. Mitch, just wanted to say, I love the show. Keep it up. Let's go, Skins. And what do you guys finish with?
We got to have better.
Is this our connection or this guy's connection?
I'm thinking 12 and 5. Let's go, Skins.
Lanville, can you rewind it for that guy to the part where we could hear him and he didn't sound like a.
We're at the Arlington National Cemetery Welcome Center.
Okay. My question still stands. Is it out? Is it indoors? Let me hear that guy again. I want to give him his shine for leaving.
JP and B. Mitch, just wanted to say I love the show. Keep it up. Let's go, Skins. And what do you guys think we're going to finish with? 12 and 5, 11 and 6? Or 10 and 7. I'm thinking 12 and 5. Let's go, Skins, baby.
I wish we go 12 and 5.
My man's thinking 12 and 5. Remember, anything over 11 gets B-Mitch in a 2-2. I think 10 and 7 sounds right. That gives him 2 and 2 down the stretch. I believe that gets him in the dance. I could see 11 and 6, too. Where do you think they land, Final Foe?
I think I would love to see him go
12 and 5.
No, he don't make him like 13 and something.
Jeff, what do you got, dude?
12 and 5. Let's go.
Landini, Professor?
Yeah, 12 and 5.
I don't think Lanville's telling the truth. All right, do we have any others
This is Drew with a question for B. Mitch for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Hey, B. Mitch, what's your favorite restaurant in New Orleans? We're heading there Thursday, and we want to make some reservations for Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. So depending when you get this, let us know, and we're looking to try out some new places. Thank you.
My favorite place to go to just to go is Mother's. My favorite place to sit down is Commander's Palace.
No. Good luck getting that.
When I want to get some charbroiled oysters, I'm going to Drago's. I would even go to Acme Oyster Bar. And if it's late night and I need something to eat, I go to Dini's.
Drago's and Acme.
Dookie Chase. Try Dookie Chase as well.
Drago's and Acme are both awesome. I think Drago's a little better. But Acme's more authentic. You know, Drago's, you're in a hotel lobby. Acme's whatever on that side street.
That food is good.
Yeah, it's banging. You know what might be my favorite spot down there? And this isn't fancy. Port of Call. Those Port cheeseburgers,
yeah,
dude.
Good.
The baked potato. Just the vibe. Port of Call. If you've never been to New Orleans, check out Port of Call.
I just tell people this. Don't look for something to be so pretty. The place that looked like a hole in the wall probably has the best food.
Yeah, man.
Try it out.
Porter Call's been there since the 60s. It's
Jeffy, we're inside, though.
That is a spot. All right, we're inside. Great news. Any more, Landini?
Hey, this is Bill in Pennsylvania. Just wondering if you still think the Commanders can win the division. Thanks.
Is that Bill trying to be real, or are you trying to be kind of sarcastic? He's from Pennsylvania.
If he's taking the time to send us a voicemail, I don't. Maybe.
Hold on, dog. You're hanging Philly longer than I did. I mean, that would mean that the Eagles would have to have a debacle. I think it's gonna be tough for them to win.
What do you make of all the beef rumors?
Listen, man, they're winning. If I'm other players on the team, I am telling my man AJ Brown, shut the hell up and sit your ass down. We're winning football games by doing it the way we're doing it. You're going to probably have a big catch somewhere along the way. Just keep running the ball, running your routes, block when you need to. If we were losing and they weren't throwing to you, yes, I understand. But, dog, they're winning. And you're trying to pick a fight with your quarterback now? Because he handed off the ball or he runs when he needs. If he, like Lanfield said the other day, he ran for like 25, 30 yards. You can't complain about that. If he was sacked trying to run, and you're wide open, I understand. But, like, when a guy gets flushed out the pocket, it makes me so sick hearing people talk about, oh, that guy was wide open over there. If you look at his head, he never looked over there. He was looking on one side of the field. So people are always open somewhere because they know they're not covering back there.
Screenshots, man. Don't always tell the story. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. Shout out to Mr. Roboto. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. Shout out to Capital Grill and Chevy Chase for helping a brother out last night. It's a great restaurant. Go check them out. We got to make some bets, but I enjoyed the voicemail segment. I think people, if you maybe aren't able to call in during the day or whatever, tomorrow we're going to do Bleep You Thursday. I feel like we haven't done that in a while. Was last Thursday Thanksgiving? Last Thursday we were on vacation. The Thursday before that was Thanksgiving, right? I think.
Thursday just passed was Thanksgiving, dude.
No, last Thursday we were off for the bye week.
That's right.
So we haven't had Bleep You Thursday in a month, basically.
I guess.
People probably got a lot of Bleep Yous, man. Now, if you want to get the Bleep You in.
They may bleep us.
They might.
Take vacation.
I know Lanville and Jeff did. Lanville and Jeff, mad I take vacation, then mad I come back a day early. What the hell sense does that make?
I don't know, man.
Nah, we're not mad you take vacation. We're just pointing out that it's number 19 on the year.
That's incorrect, sir.
All right. 18.
Wait till you see my holiday schedule. I got to email that to CK now. But hit us up with the voicemails. I think I'm into that. I could almost do that every day. I enjoy those. They're funny. Say whatever you want.
Just make sure your phones are working.
I think that might have been on our end. Because that one dude, when they replayed it, worked, sounded fine.
How can it be on our end, though?
I don't.
If they're replaying a recording.
B, I was convinced we were going to have to do the radio show outdoors on Friday. I don't know anything.
I'm starting to realize we're going to have to just make you not say 75% of the things you want to say.
Let's make some bets.
First of all, it's December. Who going to play to put something outside?
B.
Gather around.
In my defense, they are playing the game outside.
That's a game, fool. This is not the media.
Jeffrey, how we doing?
Hey, yo, for real, JP, you're not doing so good. You're sitting in last place at 0-2.
Happened to J-Dogs, man.
This J-Dog over here winning. Speaking of J-Dogs, Jeff and Jim are both sitting at 2-0 on the week. And B. Mitch, since he hit his parlay yesterday, the day before yesterday, he hit his bet today. He's sitting at 3-0. So
damn, B. I don't even remember what I had last night.
You didn't win. That's what you had.
All right. Anybody got anything tonight?
Yes.
All righty.
I'm taking Steph Curry to make 4 or more threes.
Give me the Rockets to beat the Warriors.
All right. Give me the Warriors plus 1.5.
We got any local action tonight? Yo, can we get I'd like a college hoops guest.
And Lanfield, I'm gonna take that Steph to hit over 4 threes with you.
All right, it's 4 or more.
4 or more.
Yeah.
Same thing.
You need 5 threes.
Four or more.
So you need 5.
Or
no, 4 or more. You know what? He probably was serious though.
This at first I was. This is odd. You want a live score of a game?
Yeah.
Baylor is up 87-59 over Norfolk State with 2.5 minutes to play in the second half. So that game tipped off at noon? They just playing games at noon on Wednesday now? Yeah.
Where are they playing at?
Looks like Baylor. I don't know. Baylor's the home team.
So it teed off at 11 then.
That is odd, right?
Yeah.
Is today like a holiday in Texas or something that we're unaware of?
Not that I know of.
That's weird. Shout out to Baylor.
Talk about hump
Norfolk
day.
State.
Yeah. They humping early.
I don't know why that sounded so weird. I prefer my humping on time. Howard plays tonight. B, what do you got on this? Howard is playing a school called VULYN.
VULYN. Vulin?
Like maybe. I think it's an acronym, but I don't know what for.
Is it all caps?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Jeff, figure out who Howard is.
Virginia played. University of what? Lynchburg?
Maybe. Jeff, figure out who Howard is.
Virginia University of Lynchburg. I don't know. I never heard of it.
Are like the Hoyas? Is anybody playing tonight? Give me something to watch.
Man. Yeah, Virginia University of Lynchburg. That's what it's called.
That's what it's called for
Is
real?
It?
Yep.
Damn, good pull, B.
Right, man. No, I'm just saying, you've been living a long time. You hear stuff sometimes, I guess.
All right, it appears there's no Maryland, no
You
UGA,
got another NBA game. The Hawks are playing against the Knicks.
I want to parlay. Give me the Rangers over the Sabres.
Yeah, how about some hockey? Why are there so few games? They don't play a lot on Wednesdays? How do we feel about the – B, what's your read on the Ottawa Senators this year?
They're in Canada.
That's a good read.
Was that right?
Facts. Can I take Baylor and lay the points?
You can't take Baylor. Fool, they already up by 30 something. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm taking Green Bay. They're hosting Milwaukee tonight. Green Bay getting 5.5 at home. I want to be crystal clear. Don't bet on what I just told you to bet on. thank you to everybody listening to the program today. Today was fun. We're back in football mode. Thank you to Jeff Nowak for joining us. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to Andrew Golden. Thank you to the folks that called in.
Man, thank you to Landfill and Jeff, man.
Thank you to Landfill and Jeff. Thank you. Best of luck, seriously, to Noah Brown. Internal injury sounds a little scary. You hope the guy is okay, above all. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the voicemails. Voicemails accepted 24 hours a day, man. It's your opportunity. Also, the Fans merch shop is open for holiday shopping, man. Go check out 1067thefanshop.com. Huge selection, men's and women's shirts and hoodies, all the good, funny stuff. B-Mitch Hall of Fame joint is in there. Check it out, 1067thefanshop.com. Grant and Denny coming your way next. Those boys are fired up for the Nats lottery hit. You made it this far, Lee Beer.
I know.